You're listening to Daily Horoscope for Your Zodiac Sign with Stephanie Campos. I'm your host, Stephanie Campos, and I am a practicing astrologer, psychic medium, and witch. In each daily episode, I covered a detailed overview of the astrology of the day and what you can expect from full moons to Mercury retrogrades. I've got you covered. And of course, there is always a personalized horoscope for your zodiac sign. If you scroll down in the show notes, there are always timestamps included for your convenience. And a quick pro tip before we dive in, I do recommend listening to your horoscope based on your rising sign for more accuracy. And if you are loving this podcast, don't be shy, leave a rating. Hell, even a review. You. I'm a one human show and produce each and every episode every day just for you. And your support means so, so much. Now let's get into the astrology of the day. Just a quick note before we get into the astrology of the day. If you are tuning into the show for the first time, I just want to let you know that the show's format has temporarily changed, and that is because I am on maternity leave. Typically, every single episode includes a personalized horoscope for your zodiac sign or your rising sign. But as I make this transition into motherhood, I am listening to my body and what it feels capable of doing in this moment. So instead, what you can expect, again, temporarily, each episode will include an overview of the astrology for the day, any major astrological transits or events that are happening, and I'll also call out which zodiac signs will be impacted by them the most intensely. This information alone should be very useful in helping you navigate your day, finding pockets of celebration, auspicious or lucky times to take action, and even when the energy might be a little off or funkier. Again, I absolutely will be returning to the original format, but I've got to bring a baby into this dimension first and then learn how to become a mom. As always, thank you so much for being here, and I hope these mini episodes continue to offer you guidance throughout your day. This is your daily horoscope for Thursday, April 18th, 2024. All times are Pacific Standard Time. The main characters of the day are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. The action starts out around 5 a.m. with an absolutely adorable planetary connection when the moon in Leo forms a trine with the sun in Aries. The moon and the sun are the two luminaries in astrology, the moon representing our inner world and needs for nurturing and security, as well as our emotions. And the sun represents our outer selves, our ego, and our vitality. And when these two planets vibe in a very adorable and supportive way, there is more ease and harmony in all of our interactions. We can feel like we're on the right track, making progress, and generally the vibes are just a little higher. This is also coming through into fiery fire signs. So this can inspire creativity, adventure, and even some fun drama. Later on, around 7 p.m., the moon enters Virgo. And when the moon enters Virgo, we are getting nitpicky. We are thinking about our to-do lists. This is also an important time to be mindful if you are becoming more critical of yourself or of others, or if you're getting caught up in overthinking. With the moon in an earth sign, this can be a great time to focus on some sort of grounding exercise, whether it's connecting your bare feet with a patch of grass or even placing your palms on the ground. This can help to calm your nervous system and help you feel more embodied. And when the moon moves through the sign, this is also a lovely time to focus on coming up with a plan and tackling all of the little chores that you've been putting off. As always, I hope your daily horoscope has offered some guidance and support throughout your day. And if you're curious to learn more about astrology, you can pick up my first book, Seasons of the Zodiac, Love, Magic, and Manifestation Throughout the Astrological Year. Thanks so much, and see you tomorrow.